Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf, and today I have returning Joe Santagato.
Do you know I almost said it, and I'm Joe Santagato, and today...
Did you?
Just yeah, like, I almost said it.
Out of, like, memory?
Yeah, it's just, like, innate at this point.
You know what? It's a little echoey. It's fine, but that's because your ceilings are freaking pretty tall.
The ceilings are really tall in this place. Yeah, the echo is a problem, I think. I can't hear it. I'm not wearing headphones.
It's fine. I don't care. Should I care? Do you think it's going to be a problem for listeners?
Nah, I think they'll be okay. We're talking loud enough.
Okay. So I'm at Joe Santagato's place. Never been here before. Should I give him the address? I walked in and I think the first thing I said was like, yo, you're fucking rich. It's not like crazy.
No,
it's like
you're making it seem like it's a fucking mansion.
Yeah, no, it's not.
It's a very nice apartment, though. I am not going to complain.
It's a nice apartment.
I'm never going to find an apartment this nice ever again.
He showed me the rooftop area lounge.
Right.
Whatever you'd call it. It's just dope. Like, you have got a great view. You're like an adult.
I don't feel like it.
Well, I said to you, I was like, how old are you again?
I feel like I'm faking it.
That's what I was saying to you earlier, because you act so like cool, calm, and collected, and I'm just like a freaking 3-year-old all over the place.
I don't claim to be like an adult or like...
Well, I mean, you, of course, but you have your shit together, meaning like...
For the
you're
moment,
very successful for being 25, and it's just great. But it's just funny because I like walk into your apartment and I'm like, oh yeah, you're like a full-fledged adult. But I have like a full house basically now.
Yeah.
Like, it's an apartment, but I have it's a 2-bedroom, but then there's a whole finished attic, so it's like a lot more room.
Right.
And I feel like I'm like, oh my god, I have an adult house. This is nuts.
It's nice.
Makes me feel good. You and I are both so tired. We just, so Joe asked me to be on The Basement Yard. So we just had a lot of energy coming out for that one. And I feel like now we're just like.
I'm running on 4 hours of sleep. So it's
really,
rough. Yeah,
I'm tired. It was a lot because also like Joe has a camera crew that comes to put it on. What's the place called?
Full Screen.
So it was like, when cameras are on me, I get even more extra.
Yeah.
So I was rapping and talking about aliens and then pterodactyl porn. It was all over the place. I'm exhausted. Okay. So let's talk about some things, Joe. Mm-hmm. We were kind of talking about this before we started recording. So I want to talk about, we were talking about like open relationships and whether or not we think they work. And of course, for some people they're going to work and for some people they're not. I don't think that they would work. For me, I get very jealous. And the moment I have, not the moment, but pretty much when I start having sex with someone, I get attached, you know, like mm-hmm. I, there have been so many times where I've tried not to, like, I'm like, this time I'm going to go in it and I'm going to be like, I don't know what the word would be. Like, I'm going to be like a dude.
Is
I'm
it always
be so
sex
cool.
Or is like, can you like blow a guy? And
why would I ever just blow a guy?
I don't know.
That's no,
people
I don't
do, that.
Do shit like that.
People just blow.
I'm not, that sounds like zero fun. I will blow a dude, but it's still going to end in me coming somehow. Are you fucking kidding me? I'd be the crankiest person. Yeah, let me just swallow your semen for fun.
What's with the fucking vulgarness?
Oh,
yeah.
You know what?
I mean, listen, I curse a lot.
Shut up,
you
Joe.
You said swallow my seed. What'd you say? Seed?
Well, now I'm not going to, I didn't say seed, although I wish I had. That's beautiful. Whatever. We were just talking about the nastiest shit on your podcast, and all of a sudden you're a fucking Mormon. I'm so tired right now. Oh yeah. So open relationships. So this is what you and I were kind of saying, which I think is an interesting thing that I'm thinking a lot about is, and this is a quote from actually an amazing woman in A Society of Souls, the school I'm in. She has this quote where she says, "True intimacy is freedom." And I think it's something that I'm really trying to wrap my head around and understand, where it's like most relationships are not necessarily based on that concept. Do you get what I'm saying? It's like, these are the rules. This is how I want you to live. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's not about, and you were kind of just saying this, it's not necessarily about actually the other person's happiness. Like, everyone says, oh, I just want you to be happy. But do they actually mean it?
Right. Now, when I have this conversation, like, that's what I tell people. I'm like, usually when people are dating, like, their girlfriend or boyfriend will say something like, I just want you to be happy. And I think for the most part, they mean they just want you to be happy as long as you're with them. They're very possessive. And I'm not like that because when I say I just want you to be happy, I mean that. Like in any aspect of what it is, I'm supposed to support you. You know what I mean? That's why I have a good relationship with all of my exes, because if I took the time out of my life to be like, I want to share this time with you, I care about you. You know what I mean? I'm going to care about you. Like, I don't care what you did or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people you love, you just love, that you care about. And if you think I'm not going to make you as happy as possible, then you should not be with me.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to have to get over that. You know what I mean? And you're going to find someone new. Like, you can swear up and down that this person's your soulmate, but what are the chances that people actually find their quote-unquote soulmate? There's billions of people. They could be living in Sri Lanka right now. You know what I mean? So it's like, you will find someone new. If someone on the other end feels like you aren't exactly what they want, or you're not exactly making them happy in every single category, then...
Well, can anyone really make you happy in every single category?
In most, in enough, in the important ones to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's certain ones that they have to check off. And obviously I'm not saying you have to have a perfect relationship. That's never going to happen. But what I'm saying is there's certain categories that everyone needs to hit.
Yeah.
In order for it to work. And then the other ones, you kind of just compromise and you sacrifice some things, and that's fine. You make it work. But there are certain, you know, check marks that you got to hit. And if you don't hit all of them, then you got to go.
What are your check marks?
I don't know. I think about it. I would need like a days to think about it. It's. I feel like it's more feeling than it is like, oh, they need to be funny. They need blah, blah, blah.
You know? Well, I definitely would need someone to be funny. I know it sounds...
I think everyone needs someone they can laugh with.
That's what I mean. But like, you know, I'm weird and I have a pretty out there sense of humor. So I want someone who can keep up and not just be like... What? You're weird. You know what I mean? Like, I want someone I can be myself with. And that's a pretty obvious one. But I can say some pretty out there shit. So someone who would be judgmental of what I'm saying would not work for me.
Yeah. But I truly feel that way. So when I tell people, like, I just want you to be happy. If they feel like I'm not the thing that makes them the most happy, that's fine. You know what I mean? Because I love you. I care about you. I want you to be happy. I mean that. I'm not possessive. I still want to be in your life, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even if someone... Because I've had that happen before, and where, you know, I'm with a girl and it's just not working out, and I know that she cares about me. You know what I mean? And like, whatever. And it doesn't work out between us and she starts dating other people. I still want to be like in your life. Like, yeah. I want to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just very different when it comes to that shit. A lot of people are like, don't talk to your exes, and... if you talk to your ex about people you're dating or whatever, then it's like weird and you're torturing them or whatever. I'm like the complete opposite. Like, tell me about it. I want to know about your happiness. I want to be happy for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I'm super real with them in that aspect. There was a girl who I was seeing for a year or whatever, and it just didn't work out between us. She, you know, and she was the one that kind of made the decision where she was kind of like, you know, this isn't exactly what I want. She didn't necessarily say it or go about that way, but I can get that feeling. And, you know, it just didn't work out. But we were cool afterwards for a really long time. And I still, to this day, if I called her on the phone right now, we wouldn't miss a beat. Like, it would be fine. You know what I mean? I don't feel that deep attraction to her anymore, for whatever reason, but because I think you just like learn from all your relationships of what you like, what you don't like, whatever. But yeah, I'm all about just being like, yeah, I care about this person. You know what I mean? That's just not gonna stop. I don't know how people do that. I think people just jump into relationships and they don't, whatever, they say I love you, because you're supposed to say that to people you've been with for 5 months or 6 months or whatever, they, you know, whatever the quota everyone thinks you're supposed to hit. But if I tell you I love you and I want you to be happy, I mean that. Like, to me, and it sounds crazy for me to say it, and most people would like cringe even at hearing me say it, if I'm in a relationship with you, technically you should still be on the lookout for your soulmate, for someone better. Honestly,
I get what you're saying. I mean, that's a funny way of saying it,
Right. But
I get what you're saying.
Not like actively going out and meeting new guys, but I'm saying like if you meet someone new
that does something more for you.
You can't be like, oh no, I'm supposed to stay with my boyfriend or whatever. Like, and you're also not supposed to jump ship at the first hot dude you see or whatever. You know what I mean? But
well, it's deeper than looks is what you're saying.
Obviously. But yeah. I'm saying like if you meet someone who makes you happier, makes you know, whatever, you should go there. Don't feel like you have to be bound to this person just because of weird
commitment rules.
Or just like, yeah, it's, or you're like, that doesn't make sense to me. You know what I mean?
No, what you're saying, I think, is actually a very advanced way of being, which is, and it's not, we're talking about relationships, but we're also, in a sense, talking about how you can live life, which is like, just because you have a certain job or a certain situation, it's about not settling, like knowing that you deserve to be happy. And even if you went to school for 4 years and you're teaching like I did, if it's not doing it for you, not just being like, oh, but I paid the money to do this, I have to stay.
Yeah.
Like always living life where you're looking for what fulfills you.
Think about a job, okay? A job to me is way less significant than someone you're going to spend your life together with. You're someone you're going to possibly marry one day or someone you dedicate most of your time to. A relationship is more important than that, right? Or more time consuming, I'll say, or whatever. Your job, you have no problem with your job, being at your job and feeling like you would love to go somewhere better. You would, if you find something better, yeah, I'm going to go on it. Yeah, I'm going to jump on that opportunity. Why would that be okay? And with the relationship, that's not okay. You're supposed to find the best thing possible for yourself. You're not supposed to find the first thing that's like, all right, and then just do that. You know what I mean? That that makes no sense to me. Like, and obviously all this is like easier said than done, but that's just the truth. You know what I mean? And that's a hard thing for people to swallow because their whole lives they're, mm-hmm. you know, led to believe that you meet someone, you fall in love, and you're supposed to, even though it's not working, you're supposed to, you know, fight it out and just whatever. We can work on this or whatever. Sometimes that's not the case. Sometimes, yes, it is. Obviously, like, I'm not trying to paint a picture of like, oh, every relationship has to be perfect. No fighting. You guys are always laughing. Ha ha ha. No, that's never going to happen. What I'm saying is deep down, you know that this isn't the thing. Obviously, if you love someone and you think it's worth it, you fight for that, obviously. No question. I'm not saying jump ship if shit starts to go bad.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that at all. But I am saying that if you meet someone who you feel is, you know, better, not better looking, but just a better partner, better suited for you, more compatible as a, whatever, a life partner, it makes zero sense to be like, no, I already got this. You know, like that, what is that? That makes no fucking sense.
Yeah. No, I hear you. First of all, I want to say you were saying this a bit ago. I do kind of believe in fate a bit in terms of the soulmate thing, kind of. But that doesn't mean you have one soulmate or whatever. Although sometimes you might. I think there is a such thing as fate or people that you're going to meet that actually teach you such deep lessons when you meet them. And I think ultimately with what you're just saying is like, you know, this is all, I feel like life is about going deeper and deeper within yourself. And people get so attached, like, oh, the right partner is going to make me feel more alive, or it's going to fill this void. And really, with anyone you're dating or any job you have, it's really about just finding out what you want to do with your life. And you can't rely on someone else to make you either feel more alive or to fix your sadness. Like, if you go into a relationship putting that on the other person, it's going to fail, you know, because no one can fix you, whether it's sadness you're looking to fix or excitement. You have to be the one to go out there and make your life what you want it to be. And a great partnership is where you're both these individuals, where you've made your lives pretty great and you have this foundation within yourself. And then together, you're able to dance with each other already with that foundation.
Yeah, I just think that, like, here's what would bother me more. Like, breakups are tough things, obviously, but it would, like, devastate me if one of my exes didn't want to speak to me ever again. Like, that would devastate me. Even today, if they like hit me up and were like, don't talk to me ever again, I would be fucking like devastated. Like, what? Aww. You know what I mean? Because it's like,
what did I do?
Not even, but it's just, kind of, I mean, maybe not today. Like after a while, it's just kind of like, you know, I would still be kind of like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I mean? And I would try to make that better as soon as possible. And I would do everything I could because it would fucking eat me up. I don't like to be that guy or like hated or whatever. To me, if I'm dating someone and I fall in love with you, I'm bound to you for life. Like, we could break up, but it's not like I'm not. I wish I could live in a world where it's like, and obviously, like I said, this is easier said than done, but it's like you could break up, but still talk to that person, but just realize that it's just not meant to be
in that way.
You know
way.
What I mean? Like, I, you know, we're still on our search. Let's not fucking sit here and pretend like, are we going to fucking try to work on this for 20 years or whatever? Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just, I wish that could happen because I see one of my friends.
But what if you
talk
to an ex? I mean, you're in a relationship now where you love Sammy, so obviously not you, but what if you were single and then you, you know, got back in touch with an ex and those strong feelings were still there? What would you do in that case? Would you think, oh, maybe we can work it out now? Or would you be like, oh, we tried it, didn't work, never can work? Like, what would be your mentality there?
Because
I think people can change. I think people can heal and change.
Yeah, it's just,
I think
it really depends. Personally, right now, I can honestly say that all my exes, I don't think at all I would get those feelings back. You know what I mean? Because I think you learn from that, and I don't think they would get them back from me either. You know what I mean? And you know, I've had great times with these people, but once you know that it's not meant to be, it's like, you know, we're attracted to each other and we like each other. We love each other. You know what I mean? But sometimes that's not enough. There's a it factor that, you know, if we had it, you know, it would have been whatever. I don't know what I'm saying.
No, I get what you're saying.
It's unless you're in like third grade and shit. You know what I mean? That's not what I'm talking about.
No, I think it's really hard. I think in most cases when you break up, it probably can't work again. There was something innately just quote unquote off about that combination. But I also
it depends what the reason is, honestly. People like I don't know how to explain this, but I don't know. To me, it really depends because I know a couple personally. Wow, my voice just cracked. I know a couple personally that has broken up twice or three times. And I know they're getting married. Like, they've been together like 8 years.
Are they a good match?
Yeah. Okay. I can't imagine them being with anybody else. Like, it wouldn't make sense. But yeah, but like shit happens. You know what I mean? And I feel like some people do the breakup thing as like a, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. You take Mike Cannon.
You remember Mike Cannon? Yeah. Him and his wife, Nicole, they're like an amazing couple. And I mean, they broke up very young. But like they've been dating since they were 10, basically, on and off. And they broke up and then came back together. And they're amazing, you know? So it's like,
right.
I guess there's no formula.
It depends why you guys break up.
Yeah.
Like if it's like fighting shit, like that's an easy, like, don't go back there. Like, because if you're fighting with someone constantly, that's hard to change. You know what I mean? That's just a mentality that is instilled in a person forever. Honestly,
but you
have a certain personality. If you're willing to fight with someone all the time, you have a strong personality. You know what I mean? You're not going to back down because someone's yelling at you or whatever. And
I don't back down.
Those two things, like if they just don't work, they don't work. You know, it depends on what it is.
Yeah, I think it's hard because everything is so individualized to even predict it. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, we could right now talk about the formula to it, but I'm sure there have been tons of couples who've broken up and then now they're together and they work through their issues and they're amazing.
Right.
And then there are some where it's like, yeah, they broke up because it just doesn't work.
Right. And that, I mean, it's just like, that is tough because, especially for me, I mean, I've gone through those breakups before where it's like, this doesn't work, but still love each other and care about each other. You know what I mean? And, you know, thank God it's like worked out. It's never been like oh, what if or whatever. It's not like been like that. It's kind of just like we acknowledge it. We acknowledge the fact that, yes, I am attracted to you. Yes, I love you. But I'm happy to see you doing your thing. And I'm not like missing our time together. I'd love to hang out and just like whatever. You know what I mean? Like that's just how it is though. And I don't think there's anything wrong. Like if I like, and people talk about hooking up with their ex or whatever. As long as you're on the same wavelength, I don't really see a problem with that. You know what I mean? Because as long as you're keeping it all the way real, the reason why that stereotype exists is because people don't. It's like you break up for some, because you guys were fighting, and then you don't talk to her for a couple months, and then you see her at her bar, and you know you guys have a good conversation, and then 2 weeks later you guys have sex, and then what's gonna happen? Like, as long as you're open, you're having the conversation and being real with them, and being like, listen, I just think this isn't working. And I love you and care about you. And like, there's that understanding there, but I don't think there is for most breakups. It's kind of just like a fucking harsh end to shit. And they don't have that conversation, because if you did, then you would understand, there would be that understanding that, you know, this isn't going to work ever. Like, you're not the one, but yeah, you're sad. A person that I am attracted to and that I love as a person. I'm not in love with you. I love you as a person. And you are attractive. If we were both drunk in a bar, like, you're not going to hook up with someone who did that? Like, you're just not going to do it because you're like, oh, I know where this goes. But if you guys are on have that understanding, where's it going to go?
Yeah, I think it's hard. Like, you know, my last big relationship was with Tim, and I still have feelings there. You know what I mean? And, like, but I don't know if I could ever have, like, casual sex with him. Do you get what I'm saying? I think once a bond's been made, you know, like, once you have a relationship with a person, I think trying to, like, I don't know even if this is what you're saying, but, like, trying to, like, even just approach that casually, it's like you're either going to go back into that. And I think to go back into something that you already had something intense with, you have to have changed in some way or done, like, healing work or something. Mm-hmm. But I think you also can't, like, a lot of people do that when they break up with their ex right away. They do that, like, trickle sex with an ex because it's hard to say goodbye. And I think once you've had that real intensity to a relationship, it's very hard to have more of a casual sex thing with them. Almost impossible, I think. I'm sure some people have done it, of course, but
I don't know. And I'm not saying I want to have sex with my exes. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, when you think of the idea of that,
it's good.
No, I'm not saying it's good, but I'm saying it like you would have to force yourself to not, is what I'm saying. Do you know what I mean?
No.
So someone who you were previously involved with, who you had sex with regularly, who you find very attractive.
Still.
I'm just saying in general.
In general. Because I have some exes who are really good looking, but I don't have that drive anymore. Like, for me, someone could be good looking and I can find them attractive. But, like, I'm talking about the pull where it's like those feelings still.
I am more talking about just like...
Just the attractive physically.
Like just like fun fucking...
Fun night.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And like, yes. There's... Of course, there has to be that understanding of like, we're not going back there. It's just kind of like a thing. But what I'm saying is like, obviously, you would want to do that. But you have to force yourself to not. You know what I mean? And I would never do that if I thought... Like, I would never, ever hook up with an ex if I thought that, I would never hook up with an ex if I didn't have those feelings and I thought they might. I would never do that. It would have to be out in the open,
that would
clear
be
as day, that we both are just kind of like, you know, we know what this is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not saying that I would, like, actively try to do that, you know, if I became single, because... Like, I wouldn't. I wouldn't, like, actively be like, well, going to hit up an ex now. Like, no, I would not do that.
Yeah, you don't seem like that.
No. But
I would hope that you would, you know, well, first of all, I hope you and Sammy don't break up. But if you did, I would hope that you would take time to mourn it. I'm such a...
Oh, obviously. No, I mean, yeah. I mean, dude, breakups are tough. I'm not trying to sit here and make it seem like...
Breakups are awful.
You break up and, like, it's cool now. Like, no. It's...
Have you ever gone through a bad breakup?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's heartbreak. Just it's like a death for real. It's
It depends. It's bad. But it honestly, I swear to God, I think the part that bothers me the most is like, are we just never going to talk again?
Aw. See, I don't normally get like that because I am friends with a lot of my exes. Like, yeah. We're cool.
There was one girl in particular who I was dating for a long time, and we like stopped talking. And then there was like a 5-6 month period where we didn't talk at all. And then when we did speak, it was like awesome. You know what I mean?
Like a nice catch up.
It was like good. And then we were able to just be friends for so long. And she was dating people and I was dating people. And it was like, it was cool. Like it was totally fine. You know what I mean? Like, and I didn't have that.
That with some exes, but like, you know, for the ones that are like really heartbreaking, I think it's so sad when two people are so in love, but just can't figure out how to make it work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And maybe they can't. Maybe it's just because they're innately different, or who knows why. But it's like, it's such a heartbreaking thing. And of course, there are a lot of heartbreaking things in life. But that to me, like, brings me right into just how life can sometimes just be fucking sad, and there's nothing you can do about it. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, because I have a tendency to not want to accept some of the horrific things that happen in life, you know, like the recent horrific cop shooting thing and just wars going on. And I think sometimes like breakups bring me right into that kind of pain of just like, wow, sometimes life is just fucked. Like, you can be as hopeful as you want. You can do everything you can and try to control life. But sometimes really fucked up, sad things happen.
Yeah. But... see, that's why at the same time, I understand why that's upsetting, why breakups are upsetting. However, I feel like I take them a lot better knowing that this person isn't going to disappear off the face of the earth. I can still hit them up if I want to talk to them.
I almost act like it's a death where I'm never going to see them again.
Yeah, like I think allow I'm probably
more possessive than you are, though, too.
Yeah, I'm not really possessive because I'm all about, like, anyone I love, I want them to do well. I want them to do the best they can. And I'm selfish in the fact that all I want you to do is keep in touch. I just want you to know that, like, I'm here. Like, whatever you want. Like, I'll drive there if you need me. Like, whatever. And I feel like, for the most part, the girls who I was really involved in, they know that. And I hope that they know that. That, like, if they really needed help, they could be like, yo, I need blah, blah, blah. And I'd be like, yeah, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, because I care about that person. A lot of people have relationships, though, where they don't get to that point and they break up. I'm not saying those people.
Yeah.
People you really care about and you spend time with, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out.
But you still love them and care about them.
Right. And it's, you know, when I had that happen to me where the girl was like, we're not doing this anymore. Yes, I was upset. But at the same time, I was like, she's not disappearing, and we can still get to the point where we can be friends, because especially if she's breaking up with me, then I know, like, I would be the one in that situation that would be like trying to make it work again. But if I'm cool with it being done and me being friends, like, I get over that part, like, however long that takes, and I get over that part and I'm like, I'm cool with being friends. Like, I'm down. Like, let's just be friends. Like, I that's it. You know what I mean? I'm able to do that.
Yeah.
But a lot of people aren't, for whatever reason. But I feel like I'm wired differently in that aspect, because I'm just like, as long as, like, we can still share our lives together, just not intimately.
Yeah.
Which is fine, because I don't even hold that in that high of regard, honestly.
Well, you're such an independent person in general. You really are. Like, and I've always so much honored how, not just independent, but cool-headed almost that you are. Like, you're really not, it's hard to get you really riled up emotionally. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, Joe, what are you doing?
Sorry. was texting. No, I think it is. There's certain things, like, I think we talked about this on a podcast. There's only like a few things that would really, really upset me.
Right.
Nothing directed towards me would really upset me, though. It more has to do with other people around me. like my family and friends right. and stuff. Like that stuff would.
Well, you care so much about your family. So like, if yeah. Well, no, that makes sense, obviously. But I'm saying like, you know, you're very mature and calm and in a really cool way. Like it's very grounded. Like you seem very rooted into the earth in that way. Whereas like, you know, I'm trying to be as grounded as I can be, but I'm also like so romantic to the point of sometimes it might not be in fantasy. I mean, it might be in fantasy. Like I get so like, and who knows, or maybe it is still reality, but like I get devastated by certain things. Like if I think I'm going to marry a person and it doesn't work out, like I'm just like, ah, and like you might not even get to that place. You know what I mean? Like I could I fall in love so fast and then I'm like, oh my God, we're going to be together forever. Like I think you're way more paced about that thing. And you also just have this mentality like I'm going to be okay no matter what. And of course I know that, but there's still a part of me that's like, I'm not going to be okay without this person.
So like I said, I don't hold, you know, sex probably higher than, like, I don't hold it that high.
Really?
Honestly. I really don't. Like, I don't hold it that high.
Like, it's not that big of a deal to you?
It's not that important to me.
What does that mean? Like, what do you mean by that? Like, you don't even need to have it that much?
No,
or
I'm
like...
not saying that. Like, I'm not saying that I don't have to have it, but I don't hold it, like, let me explain. It ties into what I was saying before about... as long as you just stay in my life, right? Because I'm all about the connection. Like, yeah. I like having a connection with people and them knowing how I feel about them. And, like, you know, they know I love them and I know that they love me. I can feel that. That, to me, is better than, like, sex. Which, when you're in love with someone, obviously, that comes through, whatever. But
yeah.
The reason why I'm not possessive is because I enjoy that more. The fact that you just know
That's
and
beautiful.
I know. You know what I mean? Because that's why as long we can break up, but as long as you know how I feel and I know how you feel and that doesn't change, I'm cool. I would be devastated if out of nowhere, you know, my girlfriend was like, fuck you, dude. Like, you're fucking corny and like, fuck you. And
can you imagine, like, if she did that?
And walked up. Like, like most dudes would be like, yo, fuck you. You fucking, like, I would be like, fuck. Like, why are you, like, I'd be upset. You know what I mean? This is someone I love saying this out of nowhere.
I can't see that ever happening because you treat Sammy with so much respect. And I'm sure every ex you've had or every girlfriend, like, I can't see you. Do you know what I mean?
No, yeah.
I can't see you ever doing something that would make a girl be like, fuck you, you're corny. I can't, well, you never know.
Yeah, but I would never like feel, if my relationship is good, like good, and we have sex once a week or, you know, three times a month, I really don't care. It doesn't bother me. As long as that's good, because it's like, I just don't hold it that high. Like when people talk about, you got to
hit a quota. Is it like icing on the cake
kind of
a thing? And I'm
not saying, it's not icing on the cake. Like I do think it's necessary.
It's an important part of the cake.
I'm not saying I don't love it. Like obviously I love it.
You
want to
be a monk.
I only
you
want to
chop your dick off.
Either. Yeah, I'm not saying I only have sex three times a day, a month either. Like, but what I am saying is that if it was and it was good, like I'm cool. Like I'm not one of those dudes like we have to have sex more and we're not having sex enough, so I'm not doing this. As long as it's good, I'm cool. I'm good. Like the connection is more than anything. I think anyone who's saying otherwise is kind of kidding themselves. You know what I mean? They're putting on a show. Like as long as you know this person, whatever. I mean, if someone is denying you sex, that's a little alarming, and that would make your relationship not good. But I'm saying if it's great, you both know how we feel about each other. You guys are in love.
But you're busy. You're for whatever.
It just wasn't working out. I'm not going to be like, oh, no, what's happening? Like, I would never do that. You know what I mean?
No. First of all, once again, always impressed by your emotional stability. Little bit envious. But, you know, I love what you're saying about connection in general, because I think, and I'm going to talk about it in a bit of a spiritual way, which maybe you're even saying anyway, because connection isn't something you can see physically. Right. You know, it's that feeling. And I think because we're all connected on an energetic place and you have stronger bonds with certain people like your family or exes, good friends, like it really isn't about sex. I mean, clearly when it comes to your family, like you can just feel a strong bond. Like, even with me and you, like, I could go a year and not talk to you, but, like, the bond we developed from working together, and just you and I both just support each other. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can just tell when you meet someone in your life, and even if you don't stay in contact with them all the time, you just have each other's back forever.
Right.
You know? And I think that's, like, a really beautiful thing, just connection. And it's not really something you can see. It's just something you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you have a bad breakup and for whatever reason that person doesn't want to talk to you, you know, you're always going to have that connection.
If I had a bad breakup and someone didn't want to talk to me anymore, I would still try to
stalk them,
even if
hide in their bushes.
Even if they were in the wrong and they didn't want to talk to me, I would still like try to, I don't know. Like, I feel like
would you still try to reach out even if they asked you, like, I need space?
If someone asks me if they need space, I'm not going to reach out at all. No, because I understand.
You'll wait until they're ready.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, and I'll wait months. Like, I'm totally cool with that. Because I know how that is. Like, when I need space, I need it. Like, I need space does not mean try harder. I'm not, you know, one of those people that's just like.
Sometimes I am. But yeah. I mean, yeah, I like, you know, I didn't talk to Tim for like 8 or 9 months because I needed space. But a part of me was like, try harder. You know what I mean? He didn't reach out. But there was a part of me that's like, that meant write me fucking songs, poetry, you know. But at the end of the day, I am happy that my space was respected, because I think that's huge. If someone says I need space, I think it's a good thing to give it. I've had a close friend who didn't talk to me for a year, and it was a really tough thing to know what to do. And I did end up emailing them about once a month, just continuously apologizing, not to like invade space, but to let them know that I kept seeing what I did wrong.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, I think it's interesting, but I don't know how I did this, by the way. I'm sitting on Joe's.
She's on the recliner.
I'm on a recliner, and I just lean back, and it's fine. I'll just enjoy the fact that I can kick my feet up, but like, I didn't mean for it to happen. So it kind of just threw me off. I have so many bruises on my legs.
Yeah, what's going on there?
I don't. Well, first of all, I've always been a big time bruiser. Like, maybe I'm anemic or something, but I bruise very easily. And I shaved my legs for the first time in like 2-3 months because I started wearing dresses for summer. But I'm kind of pissed that I did, because I was really enjoying my like full on leg hair. Like, I really was.
You were enjoying your leg hair?
I was. Like, I felt like a badass.
Or just like a hairy woman?
Badass. I mean, women naturally have hair. Like, right now, look at my legs. I feel like I look like a plucked chicken. Look at it. I'm pale. Like, before, I just had cute hair on there. It was adorable.
I think you look fine. It's just those boots gotta go.
I love my... I'm wearing these combat boots with a dress. I love wearing combat boots. I love these boots. I think they're so cool. They remind me of, like, zombie apocalypse.
Jesus.
I can't believe I don't like them. I'm so insulted.
Looks like you took a motorcycle here.
I wish. I would die. If I got a motorcycle, you know, I'd be dead within a week. Because I wanted to ride. Tina, you met Tina. Tina and I both wanted to get motorcycles for a bit there and learn how to ride them. She's a ride or die. She's my ride or die bitch. And but I knew. I was like, there's no fucking way. I'd kill myself. My ex-husband had a motorcycle. Like, when we first met.
I will never get on a motorcycle ever.
You've never been on one?
And I never will.
They're terrifying.
I know 4 people who have died on motorcycles.
Really?
And that's why I'll never get on one.
Well, that's smart. I was terrified. I stopped riding it once I got pregnant. I was like, I'm not riding this pregnant. It was really fun. Like, you feel really alive. The wind goes through you. You know, I'm kind of a danger baby. But once I got pregnant, I was like, yeah, fuck this. I'm not risking it. But there is a part of me that likes the thought of, like, motorcycles and just, I think, danger in general. I know it sounds funny saying it like that.
James Bond.
I like living danger. Life. I like living life to its fullest. Like, I like feeling fully alive and just always pushing the bound. Like, even when I started rapping, like, I was really nervous, you know, the first time I did it on stage, I did it my funny one as part of like my comedy routine. And I was like, my heart started pounding and I was like, I can't believe I'm about to rap, you know, but I like pushing myself. So if I get that nervous feeling and it's in a good way, I'm like, all right, go for it.
I mean, I feel like you have to do that. Everyone has to do that. You have to put yourself in uncomfortable situations. And
well, so many people stop, right? They get to a place of comfort, things that make them feel comfortable,
yeah,
and then they don't want to.
Aren't confident. I think that's what the root of everything, like all my mentalities come from, the amount of confidence I have. And I think that was just kind of instilled in me at a
by
young
who?
Age.
How did you get so confident?
I feel like I was just, I've always been like a leader. You know what I mean? I have a lot of like leadership qualities. I'm not really influenced by everyone, and I'm not going to just do something because everyone's doing it. Like I innately just don't do that. And I think when you are like that, especially as a kid, people see that as it's powerful, and people are like, okay, I'm going to follow this kid. He knows what he's doing. He sounds like he knows what he's talking about, and he's going to do this, whatever. So with that kind of brings confidence, because you're like, okay, people are counting on me, so I have to know what the hell I'm doing or something.
Yeah.
I guess it's all like innate. It's hard to verbalize it, but also, you know, at a young age, me and my dad used to butt heads all the time, and he would threaten to kick me out, or he would kick me out and not let me in and fucking do other shit like that. But I always would tell him, like, yo, you could kick me out. Like, I'll be fine. Like, I'll figure it out. Are you kidding me? And I honestly, I didn't say that to throw it in his face. Like, I would say it because I believed it. Like, I always felt like, dude, if you kick me out, that's light work. Yeah. Like, I'll be fine.
Start a
dude.
Business.
No, but just like anything. Like, I
you're very, you're very capable. You
I
are.
I always felt that way, except for one time. One time, and it fucking killed me. So that's why I can't even imagine being anything other than confident in everything that I do, because there was one moment in my entire life, the only moment that I can remember, that I was like, fuck, like I questioned myself, which I never do. I'm always just like, you know it more than anyone. Even if I don't, I'm like, well, my guess is better than what the fuck they know or whatever, you know? Like my intuition's better than whatever information you have. But there was one moment where I like dropped out of college. I didn't have a job and all my friends were away at school. And this is like I was supposed to be a sophomore, and some of my friends are younger than me, so everyone's away at college and shit. And, you know, everyone, and my mom was just trying to, like, you know, my parents were really supportive in the fact that, like, I was like, okay, I'm not going to college. And they're like, okay, like, but you have to figure it out. And they, like, gave me time to figure it out. Probably too much time, honestly. But they, my mom, not to be mean, but she was like, you know, all your friends are away at college and, you know, they're trying to build something and you aren't. You're like not even trying. You know what I mean? So then I remember being in the front yard, and like I was just kind of, it was real dramatic too, because I was like looking up at the sky and shit. And I'm just like, what the fuck am I doing? Like I was just completely comfortable, I guess, not doing anything. And
God
realizing,
was like, you will have 4 million Facebook followers. Follow your heart.
No, but I honestly, I was like, I like broke down crying, because I was really? Just like, it was the only moment that I was like unsure of myself for as long as I can remember. Like deep down unsure, like, oh no, what if I'm wrong, right? Because then that makes you question your entire life before you and your future life. Like, have I just been faking it this entire time? Like, I'm not this person that I projected. Am I just like completely like a different person? Like, that's why I don't get when people put on these facades or like, and they try to act like someone else. Like, I could never do that. Like, it's like weird to me. Yeah. Like, I can't be that guy. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be that guy. But that was the one time that I was like, fuck, was I just like kidding myself these fucking last 18 years? Like, am I just this fucking, like, I don't, like, I'm a fuck up, like, you know what I mean? For a second. But it didn't last long. Like, it probably lasted like a day, and then after that I was like, fuck that, like, I know what I gotta do. And
here you are.
Well,
you're still going. Yeah, over time, of course. But, well, it took, you know, it took a lot of risks for you to get here, and I talk about it to some people, you know, if I'm giving a tower reading. And because, you know, I very clearly remember that story you tell me about having the anxiety attack, you know, about to go into your college, and just being like, I don't want to do this. And it was a big risk for you to not. You didn't really know. Like, you were already making the videos, but you didn't know what it was going to become. And I tell people that when I'm like, that's what I've been saying about, like, listening to your body, you know. And I know not everyone can do that dramatic of a turn that you were able to do, you know, like if they are supporting a family, they can't just go, okay, I quit my job
right.
tomorrow.
I was lucky. I was fortunate enough that I was 18 years old and my parents were like giving me time to figure it out. But parents do that, which is fine. But if they're going to give you that time, you fucking use it. Like, people don't get that luxury. You know what I mean? So that's what I tell people all the time. Like, dude, your parents are still paying for all your shit and you're comfortable with your just regular ass job that you know is not your career for the rest of your life, get moving. Like, do it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Do something. Even if it's like something small, at least pursue. You can't just be. You can't just do nothing. You can't just do like having a job.
I went to lean back. I forgot it was leaned all the way back.
Having a job that's not your career, that you don't think is your career, what you're gonna do for the rest of your life, to me is nothing. That's just routine. It's part of your routine. You wake up, you go to that job. What about your aspirations and dreams? Like, are you not gonna act on that at all? Like any fucking day of your life? Like, I understand like taking time to figure it out and just, you know, whatever. But fucking figure it out. Do something. Like with me, I was doing nothing technically too. For a year of my life, I didn't have a job or go to school. I was just nothing. Nothing. But then I got a job. And I mean, I was doing the YouTube videos. But again, I had a job and I was doing the YouTube videos. But the job to me was nothing. The YouTube videos, I was like, this is something. At least I'm chasing this. Yeah. I'm trying to build something. You know what I mean? There is an end goal to this. When you go up to your job that's not your career, that's it. That's all it's going to be. That's all you're going to do. You're a cashier forever. Maybe get promoted to manager, whatever. Maybe. But still, it's still the same idea that you're just going to stay that. And you're comfortable with that? No. Obviously, everyone wants to succeed and they want to be these great things and shit. So, like, get fucking moving. Don't be like, oh, I have a good job and I'm only 18. I'm 17 years old, so I can have this job and just work this and I'll go to college and after college I'll figure it out. No, you're not, dude. People are getting out of college. They don't know what the fuck's going on. They go right back to the job that you had. Like, get moving now. Especially if you're younger. You're at an advantage. You have the luxury of time. You're 17 years old. You can do whatever the fuck you want with your time and no one's going to call you like dumb or anything. If you were fucking 40 and you're like, fuck it, now I'm going to start doing YouTube videos, people are going to be like, dude, you have kids, a job, a mortgage. You don't have time to do that. You're 17. Don't feel like I have a cashier job or I just have a good job. I'm making $30,000 a year doing this. You're not going to do that forever, dude. Figure it out. What do you want to fucking
do? You're just making me laugh. You're becoming a motivational speaker. It's great, but you're like so passionate about it. You're right.
This is what I'm most passionate about.
Seize your fucking life. No, it's true. It's like, go for your dreams. Do not give in.
And listen, I know everyone thinks that I'm like this successful whatever you want to say. I'm not even a hard worker. I can honestly say that. I'm not even a hard worker. I'm really not. I'm really not a hard worker. I promise you, if there was a camera connected to
just me. Just you yelling right now, I'm not a hard worker. It's so funny to me.
And my family knows it. I probably have the worst work ethic out of anyone.
But that's what's so brilliant in my family. You've made a huge career over a work ethic that works for you.
But it's not even a work ethic. The only thing that I did that other people don't
do is a work ethic, Joe. You know why? Because you stuck with it. You're an idiot. You're right.
I am persistent.
Yes, and that's huge.
And I'm confident. But...
And you do. You put work into your editing of the videos. I get it. You're
I don't, though.
I wait
until Tuesday to do it. I could crank out five every week.
Joe, you still do it. Do you understand? I started doing those YouTube videos, and I gave up because I didn't have that persistence for that.
Okay, I do have that. But I'm saying, as far as working and putting the time in, I could be putting in way more time. If I'm being completely honest with myself, I could be putting in way more time into whatever. Do I think I work hard? I don't. Other people see me work and they say, oh, you're a hard worker. I don't think I am because I come from a family of hard workers. Like, fucking, you know what I mean? My dad was a fireman. Mm-hmm. He would come home. He had his own construction company. And then he had another fucking job. Like that, you're working hard. You're not making excuses like, I'm tired. I have this. I have that. Some days I'll just wake up and just fucking sit here like a piece of shit. But it looks like I'm out here just grinding every day.
Yeah, but that's beautiful. Totally, and I get what you're saying. But like, I'm trying to build a life for me. Like, I think these dance parties are going to get really big. And, you know, it's going to happen like once or twice a month. But I'm trying to create... I work hard, but I'm also trying to create a life where I get to relax and like go on vacations and go on trips, you know? So I think it's important that, you know, part of living your dream and creating it is so you can have that kind of life where...
Oh yeah.
You also have built in time to just enjoy your life.
There's no reason to build anything if you're not going to take the time to enjoy it, obviously.
Exactly.
Of course. But what I'm saying is someone who, like I'm saying, I don't think I am a hard worker. It's very hard for me, even when I had a job. Though.
That's your opinion.
It's very hard for me to work 9 to 5.
Like, oh yeah, no, I can't.
I literally can't work for two hours in a row. I can't work for 2 hours in a row. Can't do it.
We just did what, 2 podcasts today, and I'm like shot. I'm like so tired. I'm like, I'm ready to take a nap. I'm also starving, by the way. I know you have other stuff you want to say, but I needed to say that. I'm really hungry.
I'm kind of hungry too, but I'm good.
Starving. The rest of the podcast, we just talk about how hungry we are. Sorry, you go.
I really want ice cream.
You're impassioned.
Right,
I could have ice cream. I could eat anything right now. I'm so fucking hungry.
But all I'm trying to say is, like, especially if you're younger, you have the luxury of time to get a side
and
job,
even if you're
older,
no matter what age, you can follow your dream.
No, but I'm saying, especially when you're younger, especially when you're younger, because it's easier. You have all the time in the world. You go to school, you come home, you do fucking nothing. You want to just sit on Instagram and scroll? You have to do your homework. Like, what the fuck kind of dumb excuse is that? At least when you're older, you have responsibilities. You have children to look after. It's harder to do it then. Can you do it then? Absolutely. Obviously, you can do it. Obviously. It's harder, though. Way harder. When you're fucking 17, you're still in high school, and you only have to worry about, and you have from 3 o'clock till midnight, you have those fucking 9 hours. You could do anything with that amount of time. Are you going to waste it? Or just be ahead of everybody by the time you're 21. Don't feel like you're going
Joe,
to college.
Is that a camera?
And then you'll figure
what
it
is
out.
That?
That is a pet cam.
A pet cam?
Yeah. For my dog.
So you can watch Charlie?
Yeah, when I'm not here.
Is it on right now?
No.
Oh, I just looked up. I was like, oh, Joe's a fucking creep.
No, I'm not recording you, Kate.
It would be the most boring. You just watch our podcast live?
No. I actually used that today because I went into the city and I took an Uber, and when I got out of the Uber, I couldn't find my keys. And then I was like, did I even take my keys? And then I put the pet cam on and they were hanging right there. And I was like, oh, okay.
I'm tired and I'm hungry.
We should wrap this up. I need ice cream.
I'm so hungry. You didn't even eat a regular meal though, have you?
I did. I ate right before I came here.
Wait, so you came from your home? You're not like, you
no,
don't
I
always
came
stay
from,
here?
I came from...
Like, what's your home? Is this your home now?
This is my home. I live here.
Okay.
Yeah.
How often are you at your mom's, though?
I don't sleep there. I'll sleep there, like, on the weekends if I drive on
Where
Friday.
Where does Sammy come when you bang? Do you bang in this house now?
Yeah. Why would I bang at my mom's house?
I don't know. Maybe,
I don't
you
have got, a
maybe you're into some weird shit. You're like, yo.
No.
I want my mom to hear.
No, I don't. No, thank you. If I drive there during the day, and then I'm like, oh, I'm going out, and I go out at night, and I'm drunk, then I'll sleep in my mom's, which, funny enough, I sleep in her bed with her.
Do you really?
Yeah, and the dogs.
Your mom's great.
She is. She's a saint. But that's the only time I stay there overnight. But
I
I'll
still don't like
the
that she hit
and
you.
Hang out and
I still
shit.
Don't like the hitting thing, but I love your mom. I just need to make that clear. Big fan of her, though. I'm a big fan of your whole family. Got a really good family.
Yeah, they're amazing.
I remember that when your sister and your mom came on the podcast, and like it was like me versus the three of you. That was so intense.
Yeah, well.
But you know what I liked about it is that we were all able, like I felt like I was part of the family. Like we were all able to disagree. You know what I mean? Because like it's like they had just really met me and we were all kind of having this like disagreement, but it was with so much love. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, that's how you know you're with good people is when you don't have to agree on something, but you still all are, like, really cool with each other.
Yeah.
Because not everyone can be like that. Like, that's a big problem in society. It's like, if you don't agree with me, you're automatically my enemy. And it's like, yo, you're allowed to, like, not have the same opinion and still ultimately
no one
agrees be really
with
cool
with
each other.
Family. It happens.
Well, all right. Joe, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Joe Santagato. Or
Facebook,
on YouTube.
Everything basement, is basement, yard.
Just find
him. Yeah, just find him. He's there.
Pornhub.
Motherless.com. That's the... Don't check that. I should not have plugged that. Guys, well, first of all, this is coming out the day of Break Free. So if you're listening, come out, dance. Tickets are on Eventbrite. The most amazing hip-hop dance party. Joe Santagato said he will not be there.
Word
Why?
Up.
You don't like to dance?
I like to dance.
Seriously, first you could bring Sammy and dance your asses off.
I like to dance in environments where I'm not pressured to dance. That is a dance pressure environment.
No, but it's not. Like, some people come and they just sit. Do you know what I mean? And it's a crazy thing to watch.
But I know you, and you would force me.
I would
me.
Not. No, no, Tina's going to be there.
Bullshit like, Joe, you just need to be free and just let yourself. And I'd be like, okay, please stop.
I wouldn't.
You would.
I don't
you
think
do
I,
it.
I'm doing it. I wouldn't. First of all, at the dance fucking thing, I'm in my zone. Okay.
Twerking
Tina's coming. She's like my favorite dance partner. Yeah. I'm going to be twerking on the floor. Like, I'm going to be in the zone. And do you remember Usama? Remember when Usama and Phil? Yeah. Usama's coming. He has the best. Like, him and I go crazy. He's going to be beatboxing and I'm going to rap over it. He's amazing. So he's going to be there. And then Chike, who's this other amazing comic who's crazy. Like, it's just going to be a crazy fucking party. It's going to be so fun. No pressure to come, but I think you'd have fun. Anyway, so that's the day that this comes out, the 29th. And, oh, Dragon Sorcery at New York Comedy Club is July 12th. Oh, Joe, if you ever want to do Dragon Sorcery, I don't know if you'd ever want to. It's normally stand-up comics, but I feel like you could come on. So for 10 minutes, you would tell like a funny story, and then you'd sit with me for 10 minutes, and I'd read your cards on stage. So if you ever feel like doing that at New York Comedy Club, let me know and I'll book you.
Dragon Sorcery?
Yeah, because I'm the Dragon Sorceress.
Jesus.
Yeah. I loved when you decided to leave the podcast and then I showed you the new thing. It's just like, it was so, you're like, oh my God.
It's like a dragon.
A dragon and then lasers coming out. It was just such a funny change from when you left. I was like, all right, I'm going to fully embrace who I am. Let's go. All right. Well, Joe, I love you. I'm happy you came on. You're my friend forever. We're bonded forever.
Let's not go that far.
Well, the next life we can all come back as maybe ants. Ants are pretty cool.
We should end this before you say some other shit.
All right, I'm so hungry. Guys, thanks for listening. Bye.